You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
I very clearly remember a day back in the summer of 2014 when I went to meet one of my colleagues from Camden Community Radio, Tosh. Tosh had been off the radar for a couple of weeks, and then we'd gotten an email from him saying that he had been made homeless. When our station manager spoke to him on the phone, she found out that he was being held in a day centre for homeless people on Hilldrop Road. I went to meet him there, and we sat on a bench together in the sun. He had been inside a few days by then, sleeping on kitchen chairs. They were sending him to Manchester in the morning to be reunited with his brother. He didn't want that, but the only other option he had was the streets. So, when I started recording interviews earlier this year about homelessness in Camden, I decided that I had to go back to that building. It's an old church on top of the hill with a stunted spire that glares down at you. It's run by No Second Night Out, which is a London-based organisation that acts as a first stop for getting people off the streets. For some reason, I was nervous as anything before I walked up to it. Outside the front door, there was a group sitting around chatting in a sort of bus shelter that was half swallowed by ivy. One of them was thin, with short white hair and a neat red tracksuit on. He spoke with a bright voice and said he'd be happy to talk to me, but that I should check with the guys inside first. The guys inside were in a kind of command office. They said I would have to send an email to their head office before they could possibly talk to anyone. I did try getting in touch with their head office afterwards, but after a few attempts, gave up. Back outside, my escort said that he would still talk to me now if I just gave him time to roll a cigarette. While I waited, one of the boys in the bus shelter amidst the ivy leaned back in his chair and made suggestive comments about the size of my feet. Me and my guide Richard walked around the corner to the back of the church and sat on a wall. As we talked, I kept noticing his very blue and calm eyes.
So how did you get referred to this place?
Last night, someone asked me my name and my date of birth whilst I was sleeping behind the Adelphi. And this morning when I went to Connections in Charing Cross, they referred me to a housing officer, which never turned up, but a beautiful person called Eva said she found a place for me and said wait there, and a couple of hours later I was put in a limousine, I call it, it was a cab and brought here to wherever I am. Where am I? It's No Second Night Out,
yeah, on Hilldrop Crescent.
There we go.
Yeah, so what's your experience been of the hub?
Formal, as in forms.
That's all right.
No, there'll be another word. You just have to... You see, a pause or a silence is an indication you're thinking, and it's important to respect. We shouldn't be so fast.
Understood. Okay.
Let's say... the reason I say formal is whilst I was being interviewed, it's called an assessment, which I call an ASS. S meant. You got it. And... basically, it took about 2 hours, and there is a reason that the English Empire rose, and the as a rose, as a flower, and the English Empire wilted, and the reason it wilted was formality and filling in forms. And so I suppose the other word I'm looking for is wilting or impoverished, or perhaps emaciated. It's not a place of luxury, joy, or shall we say, potential, or dreams, or do's. It's a place to make do, to just fix up, but not correct.
Okay, cool. No, well, that turned into a very good answer. Yeah, thanks. So I guess, have they made you any formal offer of what the...
They say within 72 hours, I will have a proposal, or some place will be found in a reasonable area that I'm familiar with, and that will be shown to me in some way so that I might have a chance to find a stable and decent place to live.
Good. Yeah, thanks very much. Okay, that's great. These are the questions I came here to ask. Yeah, that is kind of it.
Now, may I add something?
Yes.
Homelessness is a result of a cause or an action or perhaps a loss. A story is made up, but really, it's a real, something has really happened to someone. And that is what should be looked at. And what you're looking at in these places is an attempt at the cure. But if you are being poisoned and you find something which stops the poison, but in fact you don't stop the injection of the poison. All you're doing is neutralizing the effect. And actually, when you stop neutralizing the poison, the poison comes back.
Maybe a month after I met Richard that day at the centre on top of the hill, I was out with a homeless organisation in central London. It was well past dark, and we were walking along the Strand, and then took a turning off onto one of the back streets. And there was Richard, in a doorway, getting ready for the night. He said that after I'd gone, no second night out had told him he would have to leave the hub because he was a disruptive influence.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.